Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Adam Dietz, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Dating Rules for Midwesterners. Arrive at your date an hour early just to be safe. Even if you've been to the meeting place before, it's a good idea to scope things out in case the parking situation or layout of the place has changed. You're not looking to impress a date with your ability to improvise. You're trying to woo a potential suitor, so it's best not to take any chances. Typically, arriving an hour or so early will allow you the ability to walk the perimeter and then rehearse some of the canned one-liners that you have while waiting in the car. You also want to text your mom and let them know the date is starting soon. Mom should always be kept abreast of any and all Midwest dating updates. Your first date should always take place at a brewery. For many, this probably seems like a no-brainer, but you might be surprised to learn how many Midwesterners opt not to have their first date at a brewery. Breweries have it all. Beer, exposed beams, and non-intimidating food menus. And have you seen the names of some of these beers? Two-Hearted Ale, Spotted Cow, Four Giants. All names that can serve as interesting and delicious conversation starters during those awkward opening minutes of a first date. Don't go to a movie theater where conversation will be limited, or a coffee shop where you run the risk of mispronouncing macchiato. Go to a brewery that used to be an old shoe factory. That'll really impress your date. Banter about college football. Want to be flirty? Tell your date that their preferred college football team sucks ass. If your date likes the same team as you, consider proposing immediately. Be self-deprecating to the point where it verges on self-loathing, and then pull back. As a Midwesterner, this one should come pretty naturally, but it's still important to keep it in the back of your mind as you converse on early dates. Your date is not going to be impressed by your job or your car. Instead, what they are looking for is how effectively you are able to lambaste yourself. Start slowly by making fun of your clothes, hair, and body type before moving on to more serious topics like your lack of money or the overall direction of your life. Ideally, your date will be doing the same thing. This ping-pong ball can go back and forth as long as time allows, but be wary of taking it too far. A simple, "I'm kidding," after a self-inflicted knife wound is a good way to let your date know that you don't hate yourself too much. Wear your nice jeans on first dates. Midwest Dating 101. Try to look nice without looking too flashy. Wear your best jeans on first dates. If your best jeans are dirty, wear the other pair. Talk about the lake. Look, we all have memories of the lake. And while you probably won't be talking about the same lake with the people doing the same things as your date, in essence, you actually will be. A good first date will pretty much always end with both parties talking about all of the good times spent at the lake in the past, and all the even better times they hope to be spending at the lake in the future. So go on, wax nostalgic about the first time you went wakeboarding. Your date will love it. If Kid Rock music plays, and it will, make sure you have a plan for what you're going to say. No matter where you are, at some point during the night, a Kid Rock song will play. And it's how you respond to the playing of that song that can impact the rest of this date and the possibility of other dates to follow. Now, there is no right way to handle the Kid Rock conversation. For some, he's the patron saint of Michigan. For others, he's a volatile and controversial figure. Popular options for sidestepping the Kid Rock talk include: God, this song, All Summer Long, was popular when I was in high school. I used to love Kid Rock when I was a young and innocent child. Did you know that my fifth grade teacher saw Kid Rock at a restaurant once? I have to go to the bathroom. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.